Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 3, which means we're joined by Elliot Shore Parks, who is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
What's up, man? That song just always makes me smile whenever I hear it. So I'm happy to talk to you guys.
It is a banger, Elliot. It's a banger.
Put the window down, put that on. That's a good Friday afternoon song.
Right, yeah, there. A good 30-second Friday afternoon
yeah,
song.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Elliot, I want to ask you about this first because it came to the show late yesterday. It was A.J. Brown talking at his locker after practice. I'll play two specific cuts for you and then get your thoughts on them. Here's the first one.
What is the same page? Like, when you say that, is that just communication?
That's a lot of things. You know, being there at the right time, you know, while being there at the right time. So it's just, you know, being in sync. So that's when I say, like, communication.
Jalen used that word a lot yesterday at synchronicity.
Yeah.
A big word this week, I guess.
Do you think that there's any validity to, I guess, the belief that you missed some time during training camp, Devontae, some players?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, so we had three things in that one. The first one there is something about the ball being on time.
Yes.
The second one was a no comment, and the third was the Bulldog Dave Urem asking if missing any of training camp would have an effect on his performance, and he shut that down rather quickly. So then there was this second one.
Hey, so much zero, I think it was 14 or 15 times. How did that communication go when they were bringing that?
I thought it went well. I thought it went well. Obviously, if he keeps saying it, then he may feel like he needs to do better, or we need to do better at it.
He needs to do better. So what did you make of that? And do you feel as if we may be on the brink if he doesn't have a big game on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't even know if you guys need me to say what to make of that. when you listen to it, it's obvious. And, you know, you didn't play it, but I asked AJ if he wanted to respond to the idea that whenever he doesn't get a lot of targets, you know, he wants traded or he's not happy. And he said he did not want to respond to that. So it was just like, you know, I think having been around AJ since he got here, I think he's definitely frustrated with how the offense is performing. He was asked about Emmanuel Forbes, a guy that he has had a lot of success against in his career. And he said, Emmanuel Forbes is the least of my worries right now. We have to essentially, you know, figure out what we're doing. So AJ has always been honest about when the passing game's not working. We obviously remember last year. So the passing game has never not worked to this level. So if he was frustrated with the passing game last year, I think he's completely justified in being frustrated this year. As to why he thinks it is, you know, I think those quotes, you can listen to those and guess probably where he falls on it.
Yeah, it's... It's impossible to predict. All I know, impossible to predict which way it goes if it stays this way from an AJ production standpoint. All I know is it doesn't feel like it's going to go well. You know, he sort of seems that he is on, you know, he went through all of last year. And aside from that one moment, they're winning. They won the Super Bowl. He was mostly a good soldier about it. It just, the vibe I get, if I can project a little bit, is I ain't doing this for a whole other year, you know?
Yeah. And I think the fact that if this was the first year of it, like AJ won the Super Bowl last year. I think he did him and Devontae. We never talk about Devontae with this, but Devontae as well. Like they both sacrificed a lot last year and they got their Super Bowl. I think asking them to sacrifice again for a year is unfair to them. And there's a reason Nick puts so much time and effort into his messaging. And the message is almost always, hey, even if you're not getting the ball, you can still help the team win. I asked Saquon today what Nick's message for the team was this week. And Nick basically made up something in football called like a football assist, where if AJ's blocking on a touchdown, he gets credit for that touchdown, or Devontae or whatever.
Ooh, boy.
So like, it is, and I think it's a good message for the team. Like, it is a good message, but, you know, we all talk about, you know, is AJ frustrated? Is Devontae getting the ball enough? There's a reason so much energy is put into telling the team, hey, you can contribute in other ways in getting the ball.
Yeah, they better get this fixed.
A football assist?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is he like, Riley Cooper?
I guarantee you AJ doesn't care about that stat.
This doesn't help him get in the Hall of Fame.
I'll send you the audio so you can hear it.
That sounds awesome. I can't wait to play it.
Saquon compared it to like how Shaq got all the points, but someone passed him the ball. Was, you know, like someone passed it to him and he would dunk, but like someone needed
assist.
The assist.
Yeah, that's a real assist.
Yeah.
It's like Ben Simmons' three-pointers created.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver. And I think, you know, those that cover this team or what have you will continue to hide behind they're winning, so nothing else matters thing. Well, that's to us, nothing else matters. That's not necessarily the case to him. It's not necessarily the case to him. And you can just see in the body language, you can see in the short answers that he gives. He's trying to do the best he can to be a good teammate and be a good soldier here, and I totally understand it. I've never had the ability of an A.J. Brown, so I don't know what that's like to be able to impact the game and play at that level and then not be able to do it when you are healthy. Right, it's one thing if you can't stay healthy and you're battling little nagging injuries or what have you, but when you feel like you're a healthy player and there are opportunities there for you and you're not getting those opportunities or you're not connecting on those opportunities, it becomes frustrating. And eventually, those guys want to find a place where they feel they are useful and not as a blocking wide receiver.
And I don't.
You just can't tell an A.J. Brown in the prime of his career, who was potentially on a Hall of Fame track, that now all of a sudden accepts 70 catches a year for 900 yards or 1,000 yards and be happy with that.
But how
and
many?
By the way,
how many football assists?
You ain't winning the Super Bowl every year. So you winning the Super Bowl is only could pacify you. And by the way, who was the first to say it wasn't enough for him winning the Super Bowl?
Oh, A.J.
It was A.J. Brown.
Yes. Yeah, it was A.J.
Well, and I also think, like, it's very easy for fans to say, well, they're winning. Like, he shouldn't care.
Sure.
I don't think anybody in their own career path would put themselves, like, do something that's not advantageous for their career, like, just because it's good for everyone around. Like, that's just not how people operate. So, AJ doesn't work all offseason so he can run block. Like, that's just
exactly. That's a great point, E. Great point. Go ahead and finish. Yeah.
Well, I would just say, too, from being around him, like, and this is just my read on it, but I just think he seems a little bit, like, defeated. Like, he knows that this is what the offense is. This is, like, maybe he'll get 100 yards this week and we'll all say, oh, it's all good. But then the next week he won't, you know? And then, I just get the sense that, you know, he feels like this is what the passing offense is. Obviously, he hopes it improves. But we've had these conversations with AJ and Devontae. Like, Devontae, I think, is also worth bringing up here. But, like, that's the sense I get, just, like, a level of frustration.
I just don't – you brought up the training and the working out part of it. That's absolutely right.
What am I
you
in this condition
for? Training for 6 months for this? Like, yes.
For football assists?
Yes, yeah. To be blocking? No, yeah. That's not what he's doing, man.
I would love to get AJ's reaction when Sirianni rolled out football assists.
Football assists.
That's
yeah.
early, Nick.
Yeah,
that's like
that
2021,
is.
2022. Tunic.
Well, but I would just say, like, that's what the message has to be.
No, he's right. You know, yeah, yes. Nick is yeah. right. Yeah, yeah, Nick is right in what he's doing for sure. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Well, the other thing he should do is say, hey, just throw him the ball. Throw him the ball. Throw him the ball. Do you want to, I presented to you, Elliot, in the offseason, I said, one of those two wide receivers is not going to be on the team next year. And you scoffed a little bit at me. If I were to ask you again, do you think both Devontae and AJ will be on the Eagles next year? What would you say?
So I'll still scoff at you, but okay. my rationale is always, I don't think it will be because of money. Like, now look, they could get to the off season and decide there's just no point in paying both of them that much, but I don't think it will be we're paying Jalen Carter, Nolan, you know, maybe N'Kobe, like Tyler Steen, Reed Blankenship. So we have to let AJ go or Devontae.
But they're meshed together. In that, if you're, what are you paying for? I guess in that when you're thinking of where you're going to distribute your money, if you are paying a number one wide receiver that is not producing like a number one wide receiver, but anyway, next from AJ. So, what do you think we get from the offense on Sunday? Your best guess. You watched all the training camp. You've seen the first two games. Is that what y'all wanted to see, games, or is it just another clunky, you know, they score 24 points, but we don't know how they happened?
I lean that way.
Okay.
I mean, it's been, you know, again, for me, and I know I react to it differently because I watch training camp, but it's been 6 weeks of this for me. So for me to now think all of a sudden it's going to change. I mean, to your point about the, is this what you wanted to see game? It feels like that type of mood right now in terms of just like a desperate desire to show that they can pass the ball. And this team like does step up in big moments. So maybe they will go out and do that. But the Rams defense is really, really good. They've only let up one touchdown so far this season. I think they have maybe the best pass rushing defensive line in the NFL. Now that Micah Parsons is on the Packers, you can make an argument for them, but they're a really, really tough defense. So it would be pretty impressive if the get right game against for this offense came against the Rams.
Is Dallas Goedert going to play on Sunday, do you think?
Yeah, I expect Dallas to be out there.
Okay.
I think he'll play. They're going to be pretty healthy in that regard. I think the only question is Will Shipley, and it's probably a positive that he will even, you know, there's a chance he plays, but Jalen Carter will be out there. Dallas Goedert will be out there. So they look good to go.
So, Elliot, we've seen two Eagles games and two very different defensive performances. The Cowboys moved the ball. I know everybody talks about the second half, but that lightning delay screwed up our offense too. So the Cowboys were moving the ball pretty consistently against the Eagles and had a couple of big drops. But then against the Chiefs, they have Jalen Carter back. But the Chiefs don't have that much offensive talent. So what sort of defensive game do you think we get out of the Eagles on Sunday?
I think the Rams will be in the mid-20s. I would be surprised if they held them under 20, but I also don't think they'll get lit up. I mean, this Fangio defense, I can't think of a game where they got lit up pretty bad. Like, there's definitely
Tampa.
Some moments where Tampa, true, last year, yeah.
Yeah,
Tampa
that was the only one.
The offense did nothing to help them in that game. But, yeah, that was one of them. But, you know, you just rarely see it. So, obviously, the Rams offense is very good. I do think it's a big test for Adoree Jackson this week. I mean, last week against Kansas City, he was good. But, obviously, those receivers aren't as good. So, that's really my biggest concern in this game is, can the Eagles offense get to 30 points? I think if they get to 30, there's a pretty good chance they win the game. I just don't know if I have confidence they can get there.
Yeah, if they get to 30, I guarantee you they win the game.
Well, I'd feel a lot better
that's
about
guaranteed.
It.
That's
guaranteed. Very good chance.
Guaranteed.
If they can get to 30 and look good doing it, I would almost take that over. You know,
well, how do
like,
you get to 30 looking bad?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, that would be tough. That would be tough.
Well, unless the defense scores some of them, I guess. But yeah.
I just like poking at you, man. Hey, don't question the defense. Defense is straight.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think the defense will be fine.
Yeah.
So last question, Elliot. You do on social media, you do a thing every week where you break down each sort of the teams against each other in every position, quarterback, running back. And you had, for quarterback, you had the equal, Jalen Hurts and Matt Stafford.
You sure?
And you had Nick Sirianni as a better head coach than Sean McVay. Are you sure about both?
Well, I pressed publish, so of course I'm sure.
Well, after you pressed publish, did you maybe think about it a little bit?
No, I feel very confident in that. You know, to start with Jalen and Matthew Stafford, I think Matthew Stafford is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts is, but Jalen Hurts does two things that Matthew Stafford doesn't do as well. Jalen absolutely impacts the game as a runner. We debated this offseason how I think that's super valuable, and he takes care of the ball. So Stafford's a better thrower, but I think for one game, like, you probably have a better chance of winning if you have Jalen at quarterback. And then, so that's why I put him equal, right? And then for Sirianni McVay, yeah, Sirianni beats him every time they play, pretty much. He has a Super Bowl. He wins a higher percentage of games. Like, not really sure what the argument is for McVay.
Well, there's a few. First of all, McVay also has they've been to the same number of Super Bowls, and they've won the same number of Super Bowls. And this is what I would tell you. And I'd almost say it in the way that you talk about quarterbacks, why the quarterback gets a higher ranking simply because they play quarterback. Sean McVay being the offensive coordinator of the Rams means that you do not have a turnstile at offensive coordinator. You don't have a Brian Johnson problem. You don't have a potentially a Kevin Petullo problem. You don't have a good offensive coordinator like Shane Steichen leaving. You don't have Kellen Moore leaving. So his value to the Rams organization, because he is the offensive mastermind of that team, is more valuable than Nick Sirianni. Though I think Nick Sirianni is a very good coach.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I mean, but my counter would be, like, they still accomplish the same at the end of the day. You could argue there's a bit more of a challenge for Nick to having constantly to coach with a rotating coaching staff. Right?
But that's on him. That's because he's...
Well, I'm just saying it's still a reality of right, like, his strengths and weaknesses. So I just think the record speaks for itself. Like, he wins a higher percentage of games than McVay does.
Okay, who do you think has had a better roster for their tenure? Outside of 1 year.
That's a good one.
Well, it's the Eagles.
I mean, I don't know. Nick's roster he got in 2021 wasn't that good. The roster in 2022 was good, but McVay has had a ton of talented players. He's had Puka Nacua. He had Jalen Ramsey. He has Matthew Stafford, who you think is better than Jalen. So the fact that he has a better quarterback, I think, would impact your opinion as to who does a better job. He's had a ton of talent as well.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, who would you rather have as the... On this team, McVay and Stafford or Jalen and Nick? Like, with this version of the Eagles?
I'd rather have Jalen and Nick.
That's Jeff. That's Jeff.
I don't know about that one.
All right. You can get the... Elliot, you have your outfit picked out for the game on Sunday already, or what? What are you rocking?
I'm actually debating this, and I feel like maybe you guys could be good on this.
Okay.
One. So, I'm deciding between two suits. One of them is the suit I wore to the Super Bowl. I can't decide if, like, I should never wear that one again, or if it's like hype to wear it, or if I should just wear it because it's a nice color green and it's going to be sunny, so I feel like it'll look good, or I could just go with a blue suit.
Well, you didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Don't wear blue.
Yeah.
What about your wedding suit?
The Rams are wearing blue Sunday.
Yeah.
The wedding suit's not been worn since the wedding. I don't do that.
Okay. I would go with the Super Bowl suit. You can wear the Super Bowl suit.
Green.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different shade of green. That was like a forest green. This is a lighter green, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go. I think you can wear the Super Bowl suit again. You didn't play in the Super Bowl, you know?
Even if you had played in it, you still could wear it.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You put some tweets out for the Super Bowl.
Only Jolly played in the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah, yeah, right, right. All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It comes out every day, Go Birds Daily. It is a must listen. Elliot, thank you as always.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
Alrighty.
You know, when we're talking, there we go. I'm trying to get rid of that. There we go. We're talking about the AJ thing. I thought of, after watching that game last night, there was a pretty big divorce in Buffalo because there was friction between the quarterback and the wide receiver, and that was when the Bills let Diggs go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just can't see it. If it's like this, I can't see it continuing after this
well,
year.
Well, the AJ, good thing is it's only two more games. I mean, yes. It's only been two games.
Yeah, so we have we'll 15 see. Games.
Yeah, you got 15 games left to go. The whole thing could turn around to where he's starting to get targets. The passing game is picking up, and we don't discuss this anymore.
Yep, it could be gone. Yep. And everyone would call us clickbait for talking about it in the first place. So,
That'll happen.
No. Yeah.
The only issue is if we're still talking about it when he's catching passes.
Yes.
That's different than talking about something that's actually happening.
Real. Yes. I would agree with you.
Better chance of happening. AJ goes off this weekend or we get a book on the sideline.
Oh, he said he's not reading any more books.
I don't think he's doing
the book.
Yeah. I think he's doing a book.
Yeah, for now. I think he might need a book.
Well, he's worried about giving somebody free publicity. Yeah. Maybe Bible?
Yeah, well.
He's not worried about giving the Bible free publicity.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Got plenty of publicity.
That's
the only book I could see happening.
Bring that Bible on the sideline. There's going to be a lot of other things going on.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce in D.C. Furry Bruce, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Jackie Baseball, how's everybody doing this afternoon?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, look, man, I'm on this road headed down to the ATL. Let me preempt y'all. No, I'm not going down there for a furry convention.
Oh.
I'm going to go see the grandkids.
Oh, okay. There you go.
look, you know, I about this game on Sunday, I'm confident that the Eagles will win the game based on some of the previous discussions that you all already had. But I think we're going to see a different type of offense. And I think they are well aware that they're going to have to adjust in order to win this game. But the other thing that I hope that they think about is, you know, we're kind of like in a similar vein with 2003 with San Francisco and what happened the previous year where they didn't make it to the Super Bowl. L.A. is going to come in with a chip on their shoulder. So there's going to be a little bit of a psychological component, and the Eagles better be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they think about that, but that's an intangible. It's just like it is when we play with a chip on our shoulders against the Chiefs. This is something else that they just need to be ready. They're going to give it their all, and it's not going to be an easy game, but I think that the Eagles will win.
Yeah. Bruce, I think the revenge thing matters up until they snap the ball the first time.
Yeah.
But I do think the Rams have had this one circled. All offseason, they've said it that they have. Yeah. I think Sean McVay was bothered by the fact that they lost that game last year. I think he thought they really had a shot. So it's going to be a really good game. I said earlier this week, it feels like a 4 o'clock game that they're playing at 1 o'clock. Eagles-Rams deserves a 4 o'clock slot. Furry Bruce, why don't you give us your go-to lunch for next question day? What's your favorite lunch?
Hey, man, I got a good one, man. Look, a cheesesteak from Gooey Louie's.
Cheesesteak from Gooey Louie's?
Yes. They have They have some of the best cheesesteaks in the country. I mean, in the city.
All right.
And they got an award last year. So
okay, Furry Bruce.
I'm running with that one.
All right. That's a good one, Furry Bruce. You know,
cheesesteak.
Yeah. You got to coach them. You got to coach them. You're going to have to coach them.
We're looking for just a sandwich. Something.
Well, it doesn't have to be a sandwich. It could be whatever the go-to lunch is. We're not looking for where you get it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that was on me for picking this topic. All right. Coming up next, we have to figure out what the weather's going to be like on Sunday so you can decide what you're wearing. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast, game day forecast coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast coming up. The Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Experience the Marks difference. The showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which worries you more Sunday, the Eagles offense versus the Rams defense or the Eagles defense versus the Rams offense? What do you think the response is on that, Ike? What worries you more,
Eagles offense
versus Rams D or Eagles D versus Rams offense?
I think I'd be more concerned about Eagles D versus Ram offense.
Right.
So I go slightly there. Let's go 58%.
So it is 61% Eagles offense versus Rams defense. And what that tells is, because the Rams defense is fine, you know, that is the Eagles offense thing.
Has been concerned about the Eagles offense.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell how good the Rams defense is, actually, given who they played. They haven't really played anybody
Houston's
yet.
Houston's offense is certainly struggling with CJ Stroud, and then they played Cam Ward last week.
Yes, yeah. So,
yeah,
they've allowed 14 or 15 points a game, but again, not great competition.
Yeah.
Joining us now, there is no competition for him. He is the world's greatest, most accurate meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro. Tornado.
Speak.
What's
here
up, Tornado?
Here comes L.A. The L.A.'s in town now with the fake fans, the fake tans, with the fake hair and the fake boobs. Okay, I'm in. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, you can't beat this kind of weather. Picture perfect for the birds on Sunday, the Phillies out in Arizona, and for everyone down on the beach in North Wildwood at Irish Weekend, Aaron Gobralis. You know, I was down there Irish Weekend a while back. It was me, Ike, Roman Gabriel, Marilyn Olsen, and Sid Gilman. I was drinking a Guinness with a red-headed weather gal, WZXL Wildwood, the seagull.
You okay, buddy?
Ooh, boy.
Little Tullamore Dew.
Okay.
Yeah, get scoops. She does it a lot better than I do.
Yes. Oh,
it's
no.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you okay? Did you need a minute, Tornado?
I need another gummy is what I need.
All right, okay. All right, go ahead.
Where's Douglas?
We're listening. We're down there with Gabriel and Marilyn Olsen, and we're listening to Cletus McBride singing the Rose of Tralee, and all of a sudden Marilyn Olsen yells, God save the Queen! We start getting hit with bagpipes and shillelaghs, priests and Monsignors, and the Camden Diocese start punching us. 90-year-old Irish grandmother kicks Ike Reese right in the family jewels. Marilyn Olsen was picking rosary beads out of his nose for a week. Well, we got some clouds tomorrow, but pleasant high of 78.
What a brawl.
Keep your eye on Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua. Now, I was out there with Puka one night. It was me, Ike, Puka, Tua, Tagovailoa. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah.
Tori Palomalu and Vi Sekahima at a hookah bar playing Scrabble. We ran out of vowels. Then we ran into Halapulovati Mai Tai, drinking Mai Tais and Marcus Mariota.
Vi Tai.
You're a mess.
Maya Loda and Mike Mamula.
Mike Mamula is not Tongan.
I know. That's
It's just tongue in cheek. Come on.
Oh, man.
Ooh, boy.
That is awful.
It's worse.
Beautiful day on Sunday at the Link. A lot different than last time we had a snowstorm here against the Rams. I remember tailgating at the Rams game in January, trolling the parking lot, looking for a little Eskimo pie. All of a sudden, I see Amy Freeze from Channel 10. She was firing up the wieners, breaking out the cornhole.
Oh,
what a night in the snow. I pulled a groin muscle trying to get out of my long johns. Come on!
All right.
Yeah, I was right about the snow because I'm the most accurate.
I get it. I understand. Yeah.
Not like these other sucker MCs. They all got it wrong. Belaris showed up in a tank top. He called for sunshine at 75 degrees. He ended up with icicles in his pretty blue eyes, laying in a frozen puddle of his own pee and snot.
Oh, God.
Let it go. Frozen solid he was. He ended up thawing out in Pennsylvania Hospital, trying to hit on one of the staff nurses with his frozen pickle. I still have some of that snow in my freezer. They're bottled up, giving it out after the game. I keep it with the mud from the cheerleaders mud wrestling at the Lagoon in Essington back in 1993. I remember that night it was me, Ike, yep. Connie Cola, Bam Bam Bigelow, Glenn Kalina, Ricky Prohl, Tom Lee, our PD from WIP, Amp Lee, and apparently his dad.
Oh, I got it. I got that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I was able to get out of the lagoon with some of the authentic mud, too. I threw the mud down the back of my pants.
Okay, no more. Give us the forecast.
Phillies, Diamondbacks, it's 100 degrees in Arizona, but it's a dry heat. I like mine moist. Come on.
Yeah,
turn,
right.
Close the roof, turn up the AC, and watch the thermometers pop. Hello. Sunday at 1 p.m. for kickoff. Partly cloudy, high 75 degrees, 50-50 chance of flaccidity. Find yourself a discreet, hard package. Go! You heard it here first. The most accurate in the country, Tornado Shapiro. Music, please.
No, no music with all that coughing. That was wild one.
There's a lot there, man.
Yes, there is a lot. I don't know why you were here in 93.
Man.
Yeah.
Amply.
Yep.
Apparently.
Apparently. Bam Bam Bigelow was there.
Yeah.
Ricky Prohl. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I can't believe he knew who Amply was.
Yeah.
Man, how about that?
That's a good one. Might add some help on that one, actually.
Ricky Prohl.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Greg in Hamilton, you're on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Ike, Spike, Jack.
What's up, Greg?
What's up, Greg?
I was listening to your earlier comments about the AJ thing, and I kind of, even though I understand where you're coming from for the AJ thing, why don't we, if he starts getting frustrated, you know, just go ahead and trade him next year, get a couple of draft picks, and hopefully he'll get the ball as much as he wants to, because it seems like when I hear you guys talk, sometimes it's always a concern for AJ, but you know, I guess the team concept doesn't seem to mean much. And again, I get it for AJ because he wants to be a star and all that, but you know, trade him to a team where he can be a star and hopefully he can, you know, continue to win Super Bowls.
Well, Greg,
yeah, it's easy to say right now sitting in this position, and then when we're averaging 18 points a game and 100 yards a game, and Saquon's older and he's not the same. Right, and AJ's 28 years old, 29, still in the prime of his career, and we could use him here. It would feel a little different then.
Yeah, don't you think the team is better? I think this is the issue. The team is better if he catches
yes.
the ball. Right? So don't you want him to catch the ball?
I do want him to catch the ball. That's my point. I mean, Ike, I'm with you because it's only two games in the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't we want to give this a little bit more time before we start bringing up how AJ is feeling when the season is just really starting?
Well, sure. I don't think anyone's overreacting. What we're doing is this is an extension of what was there last year that we thought would be better this year. Like we actually went through this last season And even AJ brought up at one point that the passing game needed to be better. They seemed to remedy it late in the year. They went on to win the Super Bowl. But we also felt that those things wouldn't be an issue this year. And the only thing, and I understand where you're coming from, Greg. They're 2-0. They're winning. It's only 2 weeks into the season. I don't think anybody is overreacting. Nobody is saying trade A.J. Brown. Nobody is saying bench anybody or any of that type of stuff. We're talking about something that's there as opposed to ignoring it just because they're winning.
Well, that's why I'm saying I do understand where y'all coming from. It's just that
well, the Eagles aren't going to trade AJ Brown right now. So, I mean, we saying that today, even you suggesting that, you may feel differently in 2 months about that. Like, he's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere this year.
Well, I hope not. But what I'm saying is I think that just like I will feel differently in 2 months, I think you guys will too if he starts getting the ball. My question is,
oh, I agree.
If he starts getting the ball, I hope we continue to win. I hope we be winning instead of trying to force him the ball to keep him happy. And then all of a sudden, we're not winning games. But,
right.
he's passed for 200 yards. AJ's getting his numbers
right.
And everything else. We're so concerned with the individual that we're forgetting about the team. The team now takes second place to the player.
Yes, okay, but Greg, the team's offense is not very good right now. So I think the so the conversation is I think less about him being selfish and more about the team.
How do we get him involved so that the offense,
because he's good,
moves easier, moves in chunks of yards, scores points a little easier. Like, that's really what it's about.
Well, I understand that. So my thing is with that being said, you don't hear Devontae complaining. Now, he may be feeling the same way, but he's not complaining.
AJ's not complaining either. Hold on. AJ's not complaining either. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. He's not complaining. AJ hasn't said a word, hasn't made a complaint about anything. He's not. What we're doing is we're giving you our opinion about this. This isn't about what AJ has said or AJ has done. Right?
Okay.
We can be fair with that.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Right. Yes, yeah, he has not complained.
Greg, for
I misspoke on that.
No worries. Greg, for next question today, give us your go-to lunch.
You guys are not going to like this because it's not the favorite, but I would say a Mediterranean salad with a Diet Coke.
Oh, dude.
That's a good lunch, man.
Then
Mediterranean, that's chicken, right? Or is that just a salad? It's just chicken.
Well, you could put chicken on it.
You're going to add chicken,
salad,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Is he talking about Greek salad, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
well, you're
a good
big
lunch.
Salad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Salad over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Mama chicken Caesars, man.
Ah, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's
little
right.
Arugula.
Yeah, arugula. 215-592-9494. You know,
yes.
Your dog does not wear clothes normally. But
no,
what if I was to
and
tell
should
you?
Never.
Well, what if I was to tell you you could put that dog in a Saquon Barkley jersey?
Well, then that's a good example.
What if I told you you could put that dog in a Bryce Harper or Trey Turner jersey?
They know it's October.
What if I told you you could put that dog in a Jalen Hurts jersey?
Eh.
Okay. Go to Dogs and Cats Rule, any of the 7 locations. They have officially licensed jerseys for your dog for game day. What are you kidding? Absolutely. The lead dog, George Perini, has them all in stock. Also, you know what else he has in stock? The best staff anywhere. You walk into Dogs and Cats Rule, I was blown away from a pet nutrition standpoint, from all of the top of the line stuff they have, a lot of local products as well, but also blown away by the staff that can help you pick out the right food for your dog or for your cat. Patient, informed, just the only thing you need. You don't have to spend time Googling before. You know you're walking out of there with the right answer. Supplements, yes, they have them. Treats, toys, whatever you need. Two of them are in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. So we heard Elliot said earlier that Saquon was talking about a new Nick Sirianni message. Here is Saquon talking about it.
This thing this week, I would say I took from his message is that a lot of people get caught up in stats. But what's your assist? You know, in football, you don't really have an assist category. Basketball, someone pointed out to pass it to Shaq and he would dunk it. You know that he's the one that passing the ball. But to showing plays of me running down the field and seeing how Smitty or AJ is blocking or Jahan's running off the block or how the O-line is doing this. And the common theme always come back to that it takes a team. Just continue to fall in love with that, doing whatever it takes to help each other be great and win football games.
Well, it's the right message from Nick. You would expect Nick is having private conversations with AJ or no?
I don't know. I don't know how much this is bothering AJ. So
I want to be fair
to him. Like throwing this out there like he's some down there throwing tantrums, you know what I mean? Like I don't know any of that stuff to be true. So I don't know. I do know that Nick has to. This is a part of managing a team when you have this much talent on the offensive side of the ball. Right? Looking at the game last night in Buffalo. Now they don't have the caliber of talent the Eagles have on offense at the skill positions, but they have a bunch of guys that could do some things and help you win. So they have this mantra of everybody eats.
Yeah, sure.
That's their thing. He eats. But everybody eats. We don't know who's going to be the focal point every week. I say that to say that's very similar to what Nick is trying to do here.
Yeah.
Is that I don't know who it's going to be, whose turn it's going to be. But this is what it's going to be. It may be your week. It may be your week. It may be your week. He has to work extra hard at that because it's easy to do that in Buffalo when those are young players who have not accomplished what an AJ or Devontae has accomplished.
When you're saying it to Keon Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's easier for those guys to buy in. You got to sell that to guys who have established themselves as all-pro players, Pro Bowl players, right? Like, that's a message that has to be conveyed to those players on a regular basis. So this is where Nick and his value as a coach and getting these messages across becomes invaluable because the more that he can keep this thing under wraps and guys are putting the team first, the better chance they're going to have to go out there and stay focused and win every week.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working hard every week to make sure he gives this message and they buy into it every week.
Well, and most people respond better to positive reinforcement than negative reinforcement. Yeah. So to get up there and say, look, we need everybody to stop complaining, but instead pointing out on tape, look at what this guy did for Saquon.
Yep.
Because we've heard a lot of how good Saquon is. And the thing I'll keep saying, because what I hear often is, well, he got paid, so it doesn't matter. It's not about that.
Nope.
If that's the case, why do they even care about winning?
Yeah.
They all got paid, right? They might as well just not even care.
Yeah.
They are professionals. They have pride in their own work. And you should be glad that they are not just satiated by the fact that they're paid. But you want them to be great. You satiate, happy with.
Come on, man. Satiated?
Yes.
Dumb it down. Nice. Dumb it down.
I hadn't even heard that word before.
I'm not satiated. Really? How do you spell it?
S-A-T-I-A-T-E-D.
See, I thought it was S-A-S-H.
No.
Satiated.
No, that would be the phonetic spelling.
That'd be satiated.
Yeah, that would... That wouldn't be the actual.
I hadn't heard that before. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt the flow.
No, it's okay. You know it's okay. I'm just they shouldn't be happy.
Yeah,
you know, You know what I mean. They should always want more. They should want to produce.
I'm with you there. Yeah, and that's what makes great players great players.
Yes. Otherwise, you win a Super Bowl.
And everybody would just be like, who cares?
I
won a Super Bowl already. Yeah. I got the money already. I don't need to do anything.
And that's a real thing. The getting paid and not producing anymore is a real thing. Winning the biggest game and not producing the next year is a real thing.
Yeah.
There is some, you know, value in A.J. Brown winning the Super Bowl and saying, I don't care now. I want to get better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Israel in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Iz?
What's up, Mike? What's up, Spike? What's up, Jackie? What's happening? How y'all feeling today, brother?
What's up, Israel?
Feeling good.
It's Friday.
That's what's up. So I got a close game. I'll say 27-20 Eagles. This offense is just stagnant. And me personally, I just think it's Kevin Petula. And it reminds me of Brian Johnson when we had him.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to call up when y'all guys were talking about, you know, who would you rather have, a new coordinator or an in-house coordinator. But to me, you know, when you do the same things over and over and expect a different result, y'all already know what that answer is. So, I got a close game. I don't see us blowing these guys out. And another thing, too, I think the caller mentioned, it's going to be a revenge game for the Rams.
Yep.
I just think they're really going to come out and they're going to have a chip on their shoulders. So they don't want to look like how they looked last time because we put Belter and BTA. We put Belter, you know what, on those guys last year.
Well, not in the.
We did.
Well, in the regular season. In the regular season, BTA.
Who said we didn't?
Well, in the regular season.
The playoff game, it wasn't Belter ass.
Yeah, they almost lost the playoff
game. I'm not talking about the playoff game. I'm just saying, just overall. We kicked their behinds. I don't want to cuss. I don't know if I can cuss on that, but we kicked their behinds.
Israel. Go ahead. No.
Overall, you know, we socked it to these dudes, and you know they
got to their pocket.
This would be a big win. This would be a really big win. I know the Chiefs win was big. I think this one would be bigger.
Yeah.
Israel, for next question today, give us your go to lunch.
So my go-to lunch when I'm at work is Jamaican cuisine, and I don't eat meat. So it's white rice with oxtail gravy, mac and cheese, and candy yams.
Hold on.
Ooh.
Time out.
Hold on.
Time out.
There's a lot going on there.
Well, time out. I have no problem with the meal, but you said you don't eat meat, and then you have oxtail gravy. You know what an ox is, right?
I meant to say pause, too, so let me take that back. But pause, I don't eat meat. No.
Yeah, but
that's
But oxtail is meat.
No, the gravy, not the oxtail. You take the spoon, you dip it in the gravy, and then you put it on top of the rice.
But isn't the gravy made with meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not Muslim.
Hey, Okay, I got you.
Israel said, I'm not Muslim.
That is funny.
His name is Israel, so he could have been Muslim.
Well, he could have been.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are yams?
Sweet potatoes.
Well, they are different.
They're different, yes. But mostly, for the purpose of this conversation.
That's an argument right there. Yeah, the sweet potato versus the yam.
Which one you like? They're not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, most people, what they call a sweet potato is actually a yam. So there you go. You learn something new every day. You got satiated. Right. You got sweet potatoes and yams. All that.
You ain't getting no yams at your house. Oh yeah, you are. Never mind. Keep moving.
Yeah.
Is it a different kind of vegetable, or is it still a sweet potato?
Well, it is a potato type of vegetable. Yes, absolutely. They both are. Yeah. Do you know when I lost all my weight years and years and years ago, I ate sweet potato every day for lunch. Okay. I also ate a lot of carrots. My skin started turning yellow.
I can see that.
Didn't know why. My mom told me to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor. He said, all your tests came back great. What are you eating? And I said, well, a lot of carrots and sweet potatoes. He said, well, you're eating orange things, so you're turning orange. So I had to tone it down a little bit. My skin actually turned yellow. A lot.
Man. Yeah, I was going to say, how much of that do you have to eat for you to start turning colors?
Man? Well, I guess it happens to babies. Babies turn yellow because I don't know. But it happened to me.
That is a lot of baby food. The yams or sweet potatoes.
Yes. And the
mashed potato.
Yes.
Form.
And carrots.
Carrots.
And the carrots. 215-592-9.
Some yams, man, on Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of yams, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. Speaking of yams, I don't know why. I just thought I'd say that. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.